Utah's seen higher case numbers this summer, and those trends over time provide perspective, as state epidemiologist Angela Dunn told Dave and Dujanovic.
It is a higher plateau with cases around, 5 to 550 per day, but it is a good sign to see that plateau, and we need to start seeing that decrease.
A dashboard available at coronavirus.utah.gov helps with analyzing what those daily case numbers mean. For example, Dr. Shankar Swaminathan, the head of University Healthcare's Infectious Disease Program, tells us it's not just older people going to the hospital with COVID-19.
65 to 84, there were 403 patients hospitalized. 45 to 64, 642. 25 to 44, 399. So you can see that the number of people who end up in the hospital is the same for age 25 to 44 as 65 to 84.
The ethnic breakdown of the outbreak is another story. Latino Utahns make up 14% of the state's population, but 43% of all the cases. The health department is providing materials in Spanish, but State Senator Luz Escamilla says there's no substitute for talking with somebody you know and trust.
Right now we need to use the organizations that already have trust relationships with those communities to go and tell them what to do, to bring them resources, to make sure that housing and food security are being, addressed immediately so people can isolate and not get other people sick.
And the numbers will tell us when we're finally coming through the worst of it. Dr. Swaminathan.
2 weeks of decreasing or stable cases, which we haven't seen.
Dr. Dunn says individuals taking responsibility will get us there.
Physical distancing and wearing face masks, so it's working. And what we're urging the public to do is continue these efforts so that we do see a decline and we all feel comfortable sending our kids to school in the fall.
Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.